Day 4. Have you ever told your friends or family about the love of Jesus? Have you ever told them that Jesus is going to come back one day and we will go to heaven? Did you know that Jesus did just that when he was here on earth? He also picked a group of guys to help him tell others about God's love. Do you know what they were called? Yes, correct, the disciples. Today's story is when Jesus calls his first disciples. You can find the story in your Bibles in Matthew 4, 18 to 22, and also in Luke 5, 1 to 11. Jesus calls his first disciples, part 1. The soft orange hues of the morning sunlight danced over the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had come to spend a few quiet hours alone by the waterside. He knew that everyone would still be asleep and he would get the needed rest he was looking forward to. He'd had a hectic week. Multitudes followed him all day, every day. He had preached to them about the love of his Father, just like his cousin John had. Jesus stopped walking and gazed at the still waters. His heart ached. He had heard that his cousin had been put in jail for preaching the truth. Deep down, Jesus knew that John would no longer preach. It was now Jesus' turn. In the distance, he saw two weary men dragging their boats toward shore, their shoulders hunched, their faces sad and haggard. Close by, another two men washed their nets that had been fishing all night. Just as Jesus made his way towards the men, a family appeared by his side. "Jesus," the father said, "we are here for another of your stories." Jesus smiled. "Of course," he said as he ruffled a little boy's dark hair. The little boy giggled and hugged him. Laughter, chatter, and noise surrounded the ocean, and soon Jesus was no longer alone. There were so many people pressing and pushing, trying to get Jesus' attention. "Jesus, talk to us about God," someone shouted in the distance. "Tell us another story," another voice echoed. "Are you the Messiah?" Everyone's voice mingled into each other, and soon every person seemed to be talking. Thinking quickly, Jesus ran towards one of the men's boat. "Excuse me, Simon Peter," he said. Simon Peter looked up with round eyes. "Yes?" he whispered. "Can I sit in your boat while I talk to the people?" "Of course." Jesus stepped into the boat and Peter pushed him a little from the shore. From that spot, Jesus could be seen and heard by everyone. Jesus looked at the people's faces. There were old men leaning on their staff. Peasants from far beyond the hills sat on the sand listening to his words. A merchant dressed in fine clothing leaned towards a young lady and whispered something in her ear. She nodded as she listened with interest. Jesus' heart was moved when he saw all the sick people that needed his help. Some looked sad, others happy, others in pain. As he spoke about the love of God, people's faces started to change. Each person in the crowd was smiling and their faces sparkled with joy. Jesus turned to look at Peter. Peter was staring at Jesus, taking in every single word. The boat swayed from side to side by the restless waves, but Jesus didn't feel it. He was enjoying bringing joy to others. Do you know what happened next? Let's look in our Bibles. Go to Luke 5, 4 to 7. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Oh, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that the nets began to break. So they signaled the partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you have so much power. Thank you for listening to my prayers. And thank you that when I'm sick or sad, I can ask you to help me. Be with my family and friends that are not well and help me bring them a little bit of your joy today. In your name, Amen.